7:20 here at News Radio WJPF. Skip Cosgrove is in the studio, and we're going to discuss the Veterans Appreciation Tailgate this Saturday at SIU. Skip, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
First off, congratulations on being named one of the leaders among us by the Southern Illinoisan.
Well, thanks. It was an honor.
So this Veterans Appreciation Tailgate, I know SIU has had a Military Appreciation Day before, usually every season during the football season, but is this the first year that the Veterans Appreciation Tailgate has taken place?
No, this is actually the seventh year that the Marine Corps League has sponsored the tailgate.
And how long does the planning process take place before you actually get this event together?
Well, I usually start it right after the first of the year and sort of lining up my ducks and considering our options, what we're going to do this year compared to what we did last year. We always try to do something a little different than the year before to keep people interested in coming back.
Now, one of the activities that will be on display at this tailgate is a World War II field kitchen. Tom Miller and I were talking about this last week, and it's actually a gasoline-powered field kitchen. That's very interesting, and I think a lot of younger people would be interested in seeing how that works, because this was something that was actually used in the field during World War II.
Yes, this is every piece of equipment that this gentleman brings is authentic and fully functional. So for World War II veteran and realistically Korean War veterans, they'll be able to see or re-experience, per se, a field kitchen and how everything was done. I mean, you know, they basically used big garbage cans to wash their dishes in because they heated their own water. But it's fully collapsible and movable. I mean, you can just move it around. This gentleman has been even to Normandy in France with this field kitchen. So it's pretty neat.
Now, Shawnee Detachment 812 and the Marine Corps League, in conjunction with the Saluki Athletics, organized this event. But how many other groups have helped take part in this event?
Well, most of it is through sponsorships and donations. We have veteran service organizations that help us out, local businesses, and then just basically individuals. So it's a community effort, and it shows in the what we're able to do. Everything is totally free to the veteran that comes. And it's for all veterans from all branches of service through all generations. Hopefully we can still keep getting World War II veterans, but it's right up to current day, which includes National Guard members, ROTC members, and active military.
Now, there are a lot of topics that have been going on lately that are very polarizing. The budget issue in Illinois, various things going on in Congress. But supporting the troops is something that I think everybody can easily come together on. And I think that's a great thing to see.
I agree. Of course, you and I could get into a real interesting political discussion on that topic. But I'm very military oriented. And I think that we need to do everything that we can to keep those folks viable and functional and show them our gratitude.
So what do the veterans usually say whenever they show up to this event?
Just thank you. And depending on what they experience, you know, they may talk a little bit. Some people are very talkative, talk about their experiences. Others don't say a whole lot, but they're very appreciative. They usually show their appreciation. It could be a handshake. In some cases, if they're real gregarious, it could be a hug and a handshake, you know. But it's a really good feeling by the end of the day that we know that we've shown some appreciation to our veterans.
So food and beverages will be provided to the veterans and active duty military. What's on the menu?
We're going to have pork tenderloin sandwiches. This will not be pulled pork. It's actually going to be like size of a pork chop cut, and also chicken breasts and some chips and a dessert. We've got apples and some other kinds of dessert that will be there, and then soft drinks.
And this Able Veteran was one of the groups that's also been helping out with this Military Appreciation Day. They're going to join us later on in the show. How much support has this Able Veteran provided to your groups in the past?
Well, they come and they're there and they have a presence so that veterans know that the kinds of good work that this able veteran does is available to them if they need it. This able veteran has been growing steadily in the area, and that's good to see because it's a very viable and necessary service that they provide.
Now, in the press release, it also said that some special guests will be showing up. Can we maybe get a sneak peek as to who might be there?
Well, we've invited, and of course, some of it has to do with their schedule, and a lot of times last-minute things comes up, but we're looking at people like the Adjutant General from the Illinois National Guard, and hopefully the new Chancellor from the university, since he's new and just getting his feet wet with veterans information and services. The other special guest was the World War II tent.
Now, you also are involved with Toys for Tots, and as we are getting
yes.
later into the year and getting into the holiday season, how has the prep been this year so far in preparing for this holiday season?
Well, it's been pretty fairly consistent with last year. We were thrown a loop. Our local coordinator had a heart attack 3 days ago, but he's recovering and doing well. But we basically work on this year round, and just sort of recruit people to be toy drop-off locations and looking for places to be able to distribute toys and places to store toys and raise money.
And if anyone wants any more information on the Veterans Tailgate, where can they go?
Well, they can go to me, actually. I'm the one and only, so they can contact me at 618-967-9462. That would be the most expeditious right now because I can't really do much through the mail anymore since it's coming up this weekend, you know. So a lot of it will have to be verbal if they want to get involved. But if they want to come to the tailgate, it's just in the Saluki Row tailgate area on Saturday. And the tailgate starts at 10 and food service will start at 11.
And how about if someone wants to help out with Toys for Tots?
Same thing. Call the same phone number, 967-9462. And if they're outside of the Carbondale area, which I coordinate, I can surely get them in contact with the person that they need to talk to, whether because we cover a 6-county area.
The SIU Veterans Tailgate is this Saturday from 10 a.m. until kickoff at 2 p.m. Skip Cosgrove, thank you for joining me in the studio this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
728 News Radio WJPF.